Unscripted, unedited, uneducated, unconventional, uncensored. Welcome to Illumination Podcast.
It's the final. It's the final. It's the final.
The final countdown.
Final what? What are you talking about?
I'm Bob, your host, here with Dave, my dad.
Hello.
Cousin Pauline.
Hello.
Are you excited about the final? Season 2 finale.
Very excited. Very excited.
Do you realise how epic this is?
No.
No, I mean, it's just another day in the office. you've got a bad back.
Sitting on a hot water bottle at the moment. I'm not sitting on it. I've got it up against my back.
Does it work?
Yeah, I need heat. Strong heat. Little hot heat pad. They don't work. No, I need proper full-on heat. But I'm dedicated. So
She's here. Has she ever had bad back, Dave?
No, I think I had... I thought I had a bad back once, but it was...
you think you believe me.
Oh, it's just my wallet's gone sideways.
But I had a cyst.
Oh, hello.
At the top of my buttocks.
Oh,
and
no.
That's what it was.
This sounds horrible.
Yeah, it was, but it didn't hurt like a cyst. I thought I had backache. I was playing pool in the pub and I leaned over and I went, oh, God, my back. But that's what it was. Trip to the docks.
Yeah,
the old scalpel out and that was it.
Oh, I bet that was painful.
I laugh at pain.
Yeah, all right. So it is the final of Illumination Season 2, which is, I can't believe we've made it all this way. Amazing.
I've got some news.
Oh, go on.
Well, we had a nice day out in Canterbury on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Me and the wifey, and we had a nice bit of breakfast in Bill's, funny enough.
Oh, I love Bill's. Bill's in Bill's.
I didn't know there was one in Canterbury, but there is. It was all right. We had a nice walk round, sat in the hour, a nice cup of coffee in Costa. And
what's the news?
Yeah, I was waiting for the news.
This is the build up.
Well, tomorrow. No, not for tomorrow. Saturday is my 45th wedding anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
Woo! Is that all I get? I want a bloody medal, mate.
Wifey.
Yeah, well done, wifey. Most annoying man in the world.
45 years.
You've been married my whole life, nearly.
Yeah. Well, you was at our wedding, I remember. Yeah.
Well, one.
But he was there. Yeah, so there you go, 45 years.
I won't
Who
invite
said it wouldn't last?
A lot of people.
Yeah.
yeah, well, congratulations.
That's an achievement.
Stable wifey. Yeah, it is. What's the, you know, you get...
Oh, no idea. Probably... Oh, like plastic or something. No, it's got to be a good one.
Lego.
45's got to be. Yeah, something good. I mean,
have you bought her a nice present?
We don't do presents. We're going out for a nice meal.
Got a new iron.
Got a new oven.
Yeah.
She's still cleaning the other one.
Yeah, she's cleaning the oven we're getting rid of, yeah. But there you go.
Well, talking of mental health, Dave's mental health. We've got a sponsor for this episode. And it's the Proper Blokes Club, which is it's a group that helps men's mental health.
Oh,
which is I've got a clip of Scott, the founder. There is a weird noise in the background of this, and he's walking while he's doing it, and it'll become clear why he is. Here we go.
Hi, my name's Scott. I am the founder of the Proper Blokes Club. I'm from Bermondsey. In South East London. What is the Proper Blokes Club? The Proper Blokes Club is a men's mental health support group based on us going out on walk and talks to try and break that stigma of mental health. The reason why I created the Proper Blokes Club was through my own struggles with stress, anxiety, depression, through parental alienation, by not being absent with children, and in and out of the court system for a number of years. It caused a lot of a lot of problems, a lot of stress. And then that led on to work issues and sort of. So that led on to work issues and financial issues. It was like a domino effect of just a lot of rubbish stuff happening at the same time. But lucky enough, I was one of the lucky ones. I reached out to the NHS to get some support. I had some CBT therapy, which was really, really good. What I found is just talking to someone I don't know in a non-judgmental environment was the one that was making me feel good at the end. So, but I couldn't do that. You couldn't do them counseling sessions every day. So what I found is I was doing that on a Monday. I was buzzing on a Monday, really happy. Tuesday, really good. Wednesday started to drop, and then you'd have a few more days just feeling rubbish. So I needed to think of something long term that was gonna make me feel better every day. And the ultimate goal for the club is at the beginning it was just a matter of me setting up one group around my local area and just supporting a couple of local lads really. We had one lad turn up on the first walk in Southwark, and now we've got over 100 a week in five different locations, over six different walks. So it's actually turned out a lot bigger than I thought. So it's actually changed my whole career perspective. Now I'm going back to college in September to train as a counsellor, which is going to be an exciting new journey. And also I'm looking to set this up as either a community interest company or a charity in the near future, so we can apply for funding and we can do programs, join it down. I can really commit to it full time.
Now, I could have cut that down, but I thought it was quite an important kind of thing that he's done to turn something so negative, really, into something positive, and to see these again, because I've not actually been on one of his walks yet, but they do a lot online, chatting to people, because myself, I've had problems with divorce and bankruptcy and been through the court system, just as Scott said. So I just thought it was a really important thing for men's mental health to... If you can go on one of these walks, go and have a little chat, talk about things. But yeah, I did ask Scott as well what his favourite 90s film was. And here it is.
Favourite movie of the 90s? Wow, that's a good question. Maybe Jurassic Park. I'm sure one of them was in the 90s, aren't they? Especially the first one. That was an amazing one. I need to...
And that, and then he says at the end of there, I need to go put some thought into it. And then about 20 minutes later, he comes back with his actual answer, which I was annoyed of because I thought Jurassic Park, that's where I want to be.
Let me change the film idea. So my favourite film of the 90s, which just comes in 1990, is Goodfellas. That's the one for me, definitely.
There you go.
I thought he was going to say Home Alone then for a minute.
Yeah, so Goodfellas. Well done, Scott. I mean, it's a great thing that you've done, and to turn something negative into a positive.
Scott.
Yeah, should be more good. Of that out there.
Yeah.
So check out the Proper Blokes Club on Facebook. So, I mean, being the final and all, two great films.
Two very great films. I think we got the right two here.
You think?
Hmm.
Don't know about that.
I was waiting for somebody to say
something.
Is it?
No.
Sleeping with the Enemy versus Titanic for her, isn't it? Yeah.
No, I really like Forrest Gump as well, don't I?
I think
Titanic.
Out of all the bouts that we had, Dave, the bouts, I think Forrest Gump going out to commitments was the biggest one. It's the biggest, not disappointment, but biggest giant killer that we've had.
But I really like The Commitments.
It'd
be in my top 10.
Yeah. It didn't win for a joke. Like, it weren't like, yeah, let's vote for The Commitments. You and wifey voted.
I think Matrix beating T2 is a joke. I mean,
bigger than The Commitments.
So do I.
Stump,
so T2's much better than Matrix.
But that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what the draw, that's what makes it special. I mean,
even Goodwill Hunting beating Rob Roy, I really like Rob Roy.
Oh, Goodwill Hunting's great.
But yeah, I mean, there's some shots all the way down, really. But I can see where you're coming from. I mean, if you got 100 people walking across the street up there now and you asked them, probably 95 would say Forrest Gump.
Okay, so let's go on to our finalists. Pulp Fiction and The Shawshank Redemption. Now, do you think, I've done not research, but I've sort of been speaking to some people, and a lot of people don't like Pulp Fiction.
Really?
Yeah, because of the whole, oh, it's too sweary, it's too druggy, it's too...
grow up.
Yeah, I'm quite surprised about that.
Yeah, I on Facebook, I post the bout, the picture on different groups and stuff. And a lot of the comments are like, oh, I couldn't watch Pulp Fiction. I can't watch that. And yeah, I was surprised.
Yeah, I'm surprised about that. I really like Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. And
they're right. There is a lot of swearing.
I mean, my nan wouldn't have watched it, you know, when you think about it. But they're not voting, are they, eh?
Great. But looking at these 64 films, I reckon there's more with swearing in than not having swearing in. I mean, it's just a thing nowadays, isn't it? It's just...
Oh, but with Tarantino, you're always going to get
that line. In the late 60s, early 70s, that line. You never heard swearing in a film up to about 67, 68. Then that was it. But even if Commitments hadn't beat Forrest Gump, Forrest Gump wouldn't have got past Shawshank in the next round, would it?
Would it have? We'll never know. We would have never known.
Surely not.
I love Forrest Gump.
Yeah, I do as well. I do. Well, I voted for it, so
yeah.
Yeah, I was outnumbered.
That would have been hard for me, Shawshank against Forrest Gump. I'd have been really stuck.
Yeah, I mean, it goes to show, because we obviously couldn't do 32, we had to up it. There was no way we were going to get 32 films. It just weren't going to happen. But yeah, so here we are at the top of the pile with Tarantino, and I don't know the director of Shawshank.
No, not at all.
I wish I did.
You were never going to know it.
I'll tell you something I do know.
Go on.
The 45th wedding anniversary is Sapphire. That's pretty good, isn't it? Sapphire. She's got no chance.
Yeah, right.
Not a chance.
Got flowers turning up for her in the morning.
Have you?
The morning at, I hope you have.
Saturday morning.
Yeah, Saturday morning. Nice bouquet turning up.
Oh, I got out of Gary's $2.99.
Daffodils.
I'll get her a bottle of windscreen washer. Saturday's going to be a bad day for me.
Oh, you know, I'll tell you a second. Oh. I'll tell you just before we get on.
It's about that. As well.
Before we get on to that, 9/11, you know, 2001, yeah. New York. That day was actually our 25th wedding anniversary.
Yeah, I know.
I remember.
I was in work.
You remember? It was our wedding anniversary.
You can't remember your party. It was literally.
Oh, yeah, that was three days later.
Oh,
yeah.
So no, I just remember the party being near it.
Yeah, bloody hell.
Yeah, because I rung Mum. When it had all kicked off and I saw the news and I thought, I've got to speak to my mum. So I rang Mum and she said, oh, yeah, I'm just opening up my flowers. Oh, it's my son. He's just telling me happy anniversary. I didn't know it was their anniversary at all. And he was like, yeah, they just sent me some flowers. And I said, Mum, you need to turn on the news. The world has just changed.
Oh, it did though, didn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what? I was watching a documentary only a couple of days ago, like all about it, which I've seen loads of times.
What, the same one? Same documentary.
No, it was a different documentary, but you know, you've seen it on the telly so many times.
Yeah.
And I'm still just as shocked today as what I am the day it happened.
Yeah, you see all photos and stuff. Later. See photos, and it's like, because there's so many photos that are photoshopped and all that kind of stuff. You see it and you just think, that can't be, it can't be real. I bet even when you was there looking up at these things.
You cannot. Your head won't.
The first I heard about it, I was working in the darkroom processing some films. And my mate Howard came in. He's come in about 11 o'clock for a chat for an hour. And so he's just chatting away like we do. And then this bloke come round, Mark, and he come around the back entrance of the light trap. And he says, you never guess what? He says, a plane's just crashed into the Twin Towers. And we looked at him. He went, yeah, but anyway. And we just, because we both thought it was like a little two-seater, one propeller sort of plane.
Type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember I was working at Chancery Lane and I was doing my rounds, worked in the post room with my trolley, and I was in the lift. And when you come out on a certain floor, there's a big reception area with loads of TVs. And the doors opened, and I couldn't get out of the lift because there were so many people there. So I was like, excuse me, excuse me. And it was everyone watching the plane. And I was like, I went downstairs to my boss and I was like, they're watching some film upstairs. Like, because we just saw the tower with the smoke. And he was like, yeah, they've just said. So we all went back up to sort of see what was going on. And that's when the second plane hit.
Oh, we only had a radio. We didn't have a TV.
Yeah. It's just, it is one of those things where you remember where you were when it. So yeah, it's like Diana as well. That was one as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. We flew out to after our party. I think that happened on the Tuesday. I think it was a Tuesday, and we had the party on the Saturday after, and then the following Wednesday we flew out to Parga in Greece for a week holiday. And God, the security was unbelievable. Just hours and hours, you know.
Yeah, going on a plane for the first time afterwards was like...
Yeah, you couldn't help but think of it.
Nervous. Yeah, it was like alien, wasn't it? Because loads of people complain that that's throw the bottles of water away and all this kind of stuff. And, yeah, you can't not...
There was some woman in there. She was about three seats behind us, and she kept talking about was, you know, if there's someone comes on here, there's no way of getting out. It's going to happen again. And she went on for about an hour. And in the end, this bloke turned around and said, why don't you shut up, you stupid old cow? We've had enough, love. You know what I mean?
When you say someone, Dave, was it you?
No, it wasn't me. I wish you had
I bet
been.
You was. I bet you was in the chair going, yeah.
I wish you had been. No, he said, oh, shut up, love.
God's the worst thing on the plane, on my way back from the Maldives. Oh, check
me out.
I
bet that's a long flight. Oh.
We had to stop off in Sri Lanka. Oh man, I mean, I don't know if it's a culture thing but you know when you clear your throat, it's like everybody on the plane was doing that noise, like everyone had a cough, but instead of coughing, they were doing that. Like all the people who are Sri Lankan or Indian, I don't know whether it's something that they just do. I don't know, but it was just. You're trying to eat your meal and it was horrible. It was so bad. Stop off in Sri Lanka. We stopped and there was we literally got off the plane, went in one door, sat down for about an hour and then got on straight away. Like it was just an hour stop off. No, two things. One, I went into the dirtiest toilet you've ever seen in your life.
What, in an airport?
Yeah, it was horrific. Filthy. Like just... everything, yet there was still a cleaner in there, like with his hand out in his mop, like as getting rid of the tips. I was like, "What? I don't know what you're."
Yeah, here's a tip: get a new mop.
And the other thing was, it was like middle of the day, and they had like a children's play area, like soft play area, like open aired, and a big massive telly on the wall, like massive screen, like cinema screen, playing The Exorcist.
Oh my god.
It was the most bizarre thing there. The contrast of that, I'm thinking, what? I mean, it's during the day, and I don't even want to see that. Crazy, isn't it? Well, we've covered 9/11.
Yeah.
Did you want to talk about the Holocaust again? I mean, this.
No, I've done that too many times.
Let's lighten the mood, shall we? Morgan Freeman.
No, you said you've got a bad day coming on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. This is it. We're going back down again.
Let's take you back down to the gutter. I've got my colonoscopy on Sunday.
Can we come and watch?
I'm going to get a tape of it, Dave.
Okay.
Watch it. We're not. It's 8:30. I'm the first one in.
Oh, that's good.
So that's good. Yeah, that is good. I've got to do the whole movie prep. You know, the drink you have to drink. Oh, God. I'm dreading it. I'm absolutely dreading. I mean, I'm looking forward to the weekend, but I'm not. Like, I'm not at work, but it's bad. It's like being wrung out, isn't it? Like flannel.
It really is, yeah.
Oh, it's,
and
yeah.
you think, surely there can't be no more left.
Yeah.
You just, like, keep going back to the toilet over and over.
She did say to me, make sure you drink sort of normal water in between each one. Just get dehydrated and pass out. Like, it's horrible.
They told me I was allowed to drink black coffee as well. Water and black coffee, no milk.
Oh, no, she didn't say that. I don't drink coffee anyway. Oh. I don't. I've never liked coffee.
Yeah, no, you're not mature enough.
Yeah.
You're a lemonade man, aren't you?
I'm a secret lemonade drinker. So, I mean, we should talk about the films, really.
Yeah, we should do, yeah.
Seeing as this is...
What films are they, then?
Soundtrack, Pulp Fiction.
Brilliant.
It's got to be one of the best, isn't it? Surely. Yeah.
Digdale, yeah, West Coast.
Great. The teenage wedding in the young boys. Do you know that song outside of Pulp Fiction, though?
Yeah, I think I do. Because when I watched it for the first time...
It's not like his other songs, is it?
I don't know this song.
I don't know. Who's
it's Chuck Berry.
Oh. Oh, okay. I didn't know that. No.
It's not like any. It's not like his sort of rock and roll stuff. It's totally.
No, he's sort of.
Never Can Tell, isn't it? So.
He blows your hair back, doesn't he? He's that sort of bloke.
Is right, he the he's, one that, he's like... the king of rock and roll, mate, Chuck Berry. Forget Elvis. I mean, his guitar riffed.
What else did he say?
He's rock and roll. What?
Well, I can't think of any.
Do you want to be good?
Oh, did he? It's Chuck Berry, is it?
Memphis, Tennessee.
I don't know that one. Oh, I like Johnny Be Good, though.
Good Golly Miss Molly.
No, that's Little Richard.
Oh.
I'll get it right, Bob.
I'm just trying to think of songs in films.
Ain't No Particular Place to Go. Oh, I'm going to waste my time.
Oh, is that one? No Particular place to Go.
Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it?
He could have said anything. Have been anything. We would have sung the title of it.
We believe in everything you say.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, yesterday was gone yesterday. Yesterday was gone yesterday. Yeah, what? Oh, God.
Sweet Little 16.
Who?
Sweet Little 16. Oh, you're a heathen, you really
Sweet 16?
Are.
I thought his name was Darker.
No, that's Happy Birthday, Sweet 16. Oh. Tra la 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 la.
I like that one.
He done a good song called The Diary, you know. Neil Sedaka.
Did he? Never
Not that one.
Yeah, Chuck Berry's the king of rock and roll. I mean, his guitar sound is rock and roll. It's fantastic. Anyway.
Is he 70s?
He had a number. His worst song ever was his only number one in the UK. Ma Ding-a-ling. Do you remember that?
God, that sounds a bit dodgy.
It was a bit dodgy. Oh, it's
My Ding-a-ling.
My Ding-a-ling was on title, was that?
You know the song.
No, I don't.
We're going to need you to sing it, Dave.
You're going to have to. I really don't.
Oh, it's sort of tongue-in-cheek. It's almost like a carry-on song. Cool. She was hanging on to My Ding-a-ling. Oh, My Ding-a-ling, your eyes.
I've never really? Heard of it. You it's, can't sing a song she was hanging on to My Ding-a-ling.
It's a terrible song. It's I don't know what... It just came. We had a lot of these novelty songs in the 60s, 70s, and even into the 80s. They just came along for some reason.
Like Kung Fu Fighting.
What, and that went to number one?
No, this Kung Fu Fighting's a proper song. This isn't really a proper song. It's like a comedy thing that ain't really funny.
But like Spin Image.
When you think he had all
what
them.
Chicken in the air, that one.
Yeah, what about the one with Star Trek in across the universe?
Yeah, I used to like that one.
Yeah.
Captain Kirk. Yeah.
It's
I don't know. Yeah, what was the other thing you think of that? It's life, Jim.
Oh, that's it.
No,
there's Klingons on the star. No, you just go over it.
We used to love that as kids. Yeah.
But it's tragic that he had, he got the money for it, but he had all these great rock and roll numbers in the 50s, early 60s, and then about 1973, I don't know if it was a hit in America or not, and 73, 74, this Ma Ding-a-ling turned up.
Oh, I've honestly never heard
and
of it.
And it got the number one.
He's fuming, don't you?
Oh, yeah, it's a tragedy.
Yeah, well.
Tragedy!
I like
yeah.
that one as well, though.
Well, we are talking about songs. I mean, we're very excited about season three, aren't we? I mean...
Oh, what's happening there then?
Well, not that we haven't spoken about it a lot. We're doing 70 songs, which I wasn't keen on, if I'm honest. I just wasn't keen on.
Yeah, I thought to myself, I don't think I like it.
I was born in 82. I was listening to music in the 90s. Like, what's the 70? But I listened to it and, oh my God, there were some bangers. Yeah. A lot. You sort of get played at weddings. A
lot of crap as well.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
I like the crap, though.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, I can see that actually.
Not My Ding-a-ling, but I like
you might have heard it. You might like it.
I might
now.
Like
I'm going to put it in.
Yeah, we'll be seeing him in a year's time. Season 3 final. My Dingling.
Against Star Trek.
Versus Ty Yellow Ribbon around the old oak tree. That's not going to be in it, I'll tell you that now.
Well.
Dawn. I ever cracked them Dawn songs, wouldn't I?
Dawn?
Dawn, yeah. Tony Orlando and Dawn. Not Three Times.
Oh, Knock Three Times
on the ceiling.
You're just singing what he says.
Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no.
Oh, my darling.
I quite like that one.
Oh, you would.
You would. I've no idea what they're singing. I want to play with my ding-a-ling.
Are you
ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling. There it is.
Well,
it's an official song. I mean, my Ding-a-ling. There you go. That's something we didn't think we was going to mention today.
There was another similar to the songs by The Who, wasn't there? Squeeze Box. Mama's got a squeeze box. Daddy can't sleep at night.
What?
Mama's got a squeeze box. Daddy never sleeps at night. It goes in and out and in and out. That's the song.
Oh, my God. They're a bit dodgy, aren't they?
The 70s, mate. They were all fat for that sort of stuff.
Jeez. It is like a Carry On film. Bit,
yeah, it is.
Carry On up the 70s.
Carry On up the charts. Wow. Jesus. Any others you want to get over just like?
No, I can't see them two being in the... 70s final.
Squeeze. Never know.
Yeah, they're not on my list, I can tell you that. But there are some really great songs, and we're hopefully get it down to 32, and we'll start season 3.
Well, it's going to be hard to get it to 32, because you told me to write down a few that I like, and I've got 35. And that's just me.
Yeah, that's just you.
Yeah, we discount 34 then. Oh. You can have Dancing Queen, all right.
That is on it.
As I said, wedding songs. There's a lot of wedding songs on there. Timeless wedding songs. But we'll get onto that. We will get onto that. Yeah. Now, we've had this conversation before, Dave. If you take Pulp Fiction away from the Tarantino booklet collection, what's the next best Tarantino film, would you say?
One that got slated was The Hateful Eight, wasn't it?
Oh, what?
But yeah, I didn't mind
that.
That
was a recent one, wasn't
it? Yeah, that was Kurt Russell. I mean, Kurt Russell can't do no harm. No wrong for me. But, I didn't mind that. People slagged it off. I didn't like Dusk Till Dawn. I liked until they went in that place and the zombies, the vampires, whatever they were, came out. When they were just like, I thought it was going to be a really good film when they have gone along in like the camper, weren't they? They kidnapped someone.
And there was a little girl there, wasn't there?
Django Unchained was pretty good, mainly for the Belgian chap, but I can never remember his name.
The dentist.
Well, obviously, Reservoir Dogs is a good film. I don't think he's one of the great directors, really. I mean...
I think he's unique.
He's not a Billy Wilder or Hitchcock, is he?
What's his name? Tim Burton. He's got his own... You sort of know what to expect, don't you?
It's funny because one of these films we had was Tim Burton's Nightmare at Christmas.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Nightmare Before Christmas, but he didn't actually direct it, did he?
Well...
He didn't.
Yeah, well, no, I agree.
But it was Tim Burton's...
But it wasn't, but they put his name on it, didn't they? Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas.
It did look like his, but I must admit.
Yeah. We watched one, I don't know if it is his, but it's the same sort of vibe as the Sleepy Hollow.
We watched that recently, didn't we?
Is that Tim Burton?
Yeah.
It's tongue-in-cheek. You seen that?
No.
Oh, you'd like that.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I did, yeah. I went to cinema to see that.
Yeah, I saw it at the cinema as well.
Christopher Walken.
Sounds scary.
No, it's a bit sort of...
It was before Johnny Depp got boring, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's before he just started putting on loads of makeup and outfits. When he actually acted. But it's sort of tongue-in-cheek. It's like set in... Oh, yeah, I don't know when it's set. And...
You know the Legend of Sleepy Hollow, though, don't you? Ichabod Crane.
The Headless Horseman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have that at Disney. On Halloween Horror Nights.
Oh, of course they would.
He walks down the middle on the black horse.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's not far away now, Halloween, is it? It's, no. It's all in the shops already.
My my fiance's birthday's on Halloween.
Yeah.
Is it? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it is. She loves Halloween. She'd always have a Halloween themed party. Yeah.
We go out on Halloween nights, so we don't have to have people knocking at the door. We just go to a restaurant and forget about it.
Oh, yeah, you don't have a bucket of sweets, no, ready, do I?
Come back when they're finished.
No, last time they won the postcode lottery, missed it. Didn't answer the door, they went out.
We don't do Halloween.
They never have. Why not? When we was kids, we never did. I never went trick-or-treating, ever.
It's not a British thing, is it? It's an American thing.
My friend Sam, she had a party every single year for Halloween. Oh, it was brilliant.
That's right. I used to go every year to her party. But I mean, the thing of when kids come round and that, you know, it's never...
Oh, I always do, right from...
It didn't even exist when I was younger. You know, nobody even mentioned it. The first time I ever remember it was about, I'll tell you what, I know, it's got a job. I was a relief off-licence manager, liquor store manager. And I was in this shop, but it weren't busy. It was early Saturday evening, about this time, about 5:45. And this little girl walked in. And she said to me, I could just about see her over the counter, all on her own. And I said, what's up, love? So she goes, oh, trick or treat. What? She goes, trick or treat. I said, sorry, what are you saying? And she said it about six times. I didn't understand what she was talking about. And then she goes, oh, never mind. And she walked out the shop. I didn't have a clue what she... I'd never heard of trick or treat. And that was about 1981. So... It's come on in this country since then. Well, it was 40 years ago, 1981, isn't it? You don't think of that, do you?
I was born in 82, so yeah. I do think of that.
So you've sort of had it all your life. But, I mean, I was mid-20s at the time, and I've never heard of Halloween, really, apart from in American films. Just something they've done in American films, you know. But now it's really it's got killed off our bonfire night, isn't it? Because in this country, we celebrate Bonfire Night, Guy Fawkes Night.
Yeah. It's all merged into one now, isn't it? But we used to have a bonfire all the time.
The only honest man ever to have gone in the House of Parliament. But that sort of, I mean, when I was a kid, Bonfire Night was a biggie. I mean, you had bonfires on the circle there, the green, three of them.
Did you make a guy?
Yeah, made a guy. We used to make fortunes at the guy. You stand at bus stops and people coming home from work, penny for the guy, and they go, hey, Mr. Bourne, give me half a crown once. I'm like, bloody hell. 12.5p. But, then you just go down.
Little oiks.
Go outside the shops and you just,
I'm just imagining an Artful Dodger, the kid with his hat. Thank you, sir.
During the night time, it's probably only about 8 o'clock, finished, but... We used to light these bonfires and throw bangers at each other and fireworks. It was things we used to do. I hear people didn't get burnt.
Well, people did.
And sparklers. Oh, yeah.
That's why there's health. That's why health and safety is now a big thing.
We used to hold these.
It's your fault, Dave.
We used to hold these bangers and light them all at the same time so you could hold them the longest before they went off, you know.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, sometimes go off in your hand. God, you're a old shock, that would. We used to do Roman candles like gunslingers in westerns and fire them at each other. We used to be terrible.
I'm surprised you're still alive.
We used to blow up. We used to get a milk bottle. This is when we were kids, about 12, 13. We used to get a milk bottle and we used to put one of each insect in, like a worm, a wasp, a spider, a beetle, an earwig, one of each, and then just put a banger in and blow them up.
Oh, that's awful.
If you're going to blow them up, what's the point of getting one of each?
We just say we're done. Someone said it. Yeah, sounds like a good idea. We'll do that and we'll blow them up. We used to get the gunpowder out the fireworks and do a trowel like they do in the Western films. Let's go along. Yeah, we used to have great fun. And that's sort of all gone now, isn't it? All you got now is boring firework displays where you just stand there and one after the other.
Everyone gets handed protective goggles.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so it's that sort of killed our bonfire. Maybe that's why I don't like it very much.
Standing freezing cold in a field, just waiting for it to... Where was we, Dave, where we was... it must have been one of your mates. We was in a conservatory, And the fence fell down.
Oh, no, that was a school. That might be Bishop Robertson School.
Was it?
It was a school, yeah. There was all the people standing by the building, and this bloke set up all these fireworks on this big fence, on the top part of the fence, and just as he's going around lighting them, the fence went, fell down. Oh. And all these fireworks are aiming at the people. You never seen people move so fast in all your life. It was great. It was a throwback to the 60s, mate.
He used me as a human shield.
Yeah, yeah, it's great.
What about our neighbour when he got, when in Thamesmead, when we got, he bought them. Was it you or was it the neighbour who had these big rocky
No, things? That was, I'll never buy fireworks as an adult. They're too expensive. We used to buy about a penny bangers when we were kids. But, I mean, yes, these fireworks now, colossal cost. But there was also the house that burnt down. There was a flat. It did actually burn down because it was brick. But you, on the next morning, you went round and you had like a house with no curtains. It was just black, you know. And apparently a Chinese family had an indoor firework display.
What? Is this a joke?
No, seriously.
What? Not
Indian. Did I say Indian? Or like, it wasn't Indian, it was Chinese.
You said Chinese.
Oh, Chinese, yeah.
Indoor fireworks indoor, normally just go plop.
Yeah, these ones didn't. They probably had the big ones next door, right?
What did they expect to happen?
I don't know. Burn the house down, it did.
Bloody hell.
You ain't going to get that back on the insurance.
Yeah, that's a funny thing.
Blimey. Our neighbour used to get, like, off the back of a lorry. And they were like industrial ones, weren't they?
Yeah.
Like, everyone out in their gardens, and we lived in like not high rise, but like a townhouse.
Yeah.
In blocks.
Three floors.
And he used
floors.
To light it and go, and it'd just go over the side. We wouldn't see it.
You wouldn't see
it. It'd just go, that was, yeah. We just have
someone
to imagine
else is
it.
Watching it.
Yeah. We'd have to imagine how good it is.
Right, Rob, are you ready for a bit of a competition here?
Yeah, sure.
Pauline versus Bob.
We need to stop you though, Dave.
Oh no, what's happened?
Oh no.
I thought it's about time we got our own back a little bit.
Oh, she says we, but I had no hand in this whatsoever.
Do you remember Penn? Now, going back a while, do you remember you done, let's see how well I know my son?
Lewis, his name is.
Yeah, well, yeah,
I think we know that now. Oh, he's moving his mic. He's getting serious.
Bob versus Pauline. It's obvious Bob's the one. We know that. So we thought, no, let's see what Dave knows about wifey.
Everything.
Yeah, no, that's trouble. I reckon
because you tell her what her opinion is.
Yeah, so ask wifey some questions.
Oh.
She said you better get all these right. But I need a pen.
Oh,
you can write down the answer.
Oh, I've got a right.
Yeah, I'll write down
when you said
you've
got a pen, I've got a pen.
Oh, we ain't got a right down.
No.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Right, so I asked wifey, what was her dream job?
Whoa.
Oh, you should know this. She said you'll know this.
Well, I thought it was to be a nurse or medical, you know, thing.
What is wifey's favourite colour? And can you see? I need to cover this up a bit.
Wifey's favourite colour? Well, I didn't realise she had a favourite colour.
Yes, she has.
I got green. Because it's Ireland there.
What annoys you? What annoys wifey most about you?
I got a list.
Well, I thought this was a good one because the other day you were saying there were so many things.
Yeah.
Well, snoring to be out there. Not that I'll do. I've never heard myself.
You don't even have to go to bed to snore. He's on the sofa. His nose is in the air like a shark fin.
Absolute.
What is wifey's favourite film of all time?
Oh, that's a big ask, isn't it?
Yeah, she said you'll know.
She said a lot, didn't she?
What about This Happy Breed?
This Happy Breed?
Oh, that didn't sound common.
What would wifey grab first in a fire?
Well, me, I hope.
You weren't there.
Is that your answer?
What, a fire in the house?
Yeah, fire in the house. What would she grab first?
Fireworks.
Fire in the hole!
Fireworks.
What would she grab?
Could it? It's got to be an object, not a thing, not a person. So I was going to say the cat, but it is an object, yeah, a thing, not a living thing.
Yeah.
So it's not a living thing.
Why are you looking at me?
Oh, that's a whole house. I mean,
I've got an answer for that. I don't know these answers. There's
a dead mug, saucer and cup, but then there's also photographs and that. So anyway, go on.
Number six. What's the one thing she couldn't live without? And I deliberately didn't give you options because I thought you'd know her so well.
A cup of tea.
She lives off it. She's got it on a drip.
If Jackie could have any superpower, what would it be?
Whoa, that's a difficult one. Normal working bowels.
Am I right? My hot water bowl's making me really old.
Is it? Yeah.
That's because the focus is on you.
But is it a superpower or is it just so like...
No, it's a superpower.
She wished she could iron shirts so they weren't crinkled.
Yeah. Yeah. She wished she had a stronger detergent. God, that's impossible.
Well, what is there? There's flying, there's invisibility.
Really, you should have answered at the same time so we could have seen who knew her better.
Me, definitely.
But the thing is, my answers are probably more right than hers.
What do you think she would say?
More right than hers.
Well, I don't know what to say. I mean, flying? I don't know. I can't imagine wifey flying around, can you?
God, I wouldn't want to be shit on by her.
What is her favourite meal?
I'd have to go with curry.
Curry. You're going to know this. After I'd sent it to her, I thought, what did I send that one for? What is her favourite place in England?
Broadstairs.
Who is her celebrity crush?
She likes Big Hucknall. But
isn't Mick Hucknall famous for being ugly?
Yeah, he's actually.
That's what she wants to contrast.
Obviously, he's a singer as well. I mean, he's not just.
So she wants to contrast what she's used to. She liked Robbie Williams for a while, didn't she? But I don't think he's on the hit list now.
Don't look at me, Dave. This is your answers.
I was going with Mick Hucknall then.
What was her favourite subject at school?
I'll say art.
And last one. I asked Wifey, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being shit, 10 being amazing, how funny is Dave?
Oh, I'll say 8. I'll say 9, but she would probably say 10. 8.
I'd go a solid 3.
So you got 3 right. That's all you got right. 3 out of 12. No, I didn't. 4, 5, 6, 7. You got 7 right.
That's not bad.
That's not bad. Do you want the answer?
Yeah, what was her favourite film then?
Yeah, run for all the answers.
Well, her favourite job is a nurse.
Yeah, that
was good, yeah.
Favourite colour is red. You said green.
What has she ever had that's red?
She always wears red dotted stuff, didn't she?
Yeah, red and white spots. All right, go on.
Snoring is what annoys her the most. This Happy Breed is her favourite film.
Well played.
Hamlet, she said she'd take.
Oh, I said the cat.
I've done that as a yes.
Yeah.
Feeling loved is the one thing she couldn't live without. You said a cup of tea.
Oh, that's quite nice.
Yeah, you said a cup of tea.
Oh, so she would have topped herself.
I mean, a cup of tea's right up there, though.
Oh, yeah, that destroys everything.
I must admit, I thought she'd say tea. Invisibility would be the superpower.
Well, she's invisible.
Oh!
Why would you want to be invisible?
So she can hear what everyone's saying about her, probably.
Yeah, the women's changing room, couldn't you? That's about it. So you get fed up with that.
Mine would be teleportation. You'd never have to pack. You'd never have to do anything.
Oh, like Star Trek.
I'm here, yeah. Take me there. Boom, done. Boom.
Beam me to the beach. Travelling's
horrible, yeah.
Yeah.
Favourite meals are curry.
Yeah.
Broadstairs is her favourite place, which I thought, oh, shit, I wish I'd asked that one. Bob Mortimer is her
song. Oh, yeah, yeah. She does like Bob Mortimer, yeah.
Back in the day, it was Robbie.
Art is her favourite subject at school. And she gave you 8.5.
Oh, 8.5.
There you go.
8.5.
You know what? I was going to say 8.5. I really was. But I thought, no.
So well done, Dave. You know Wifey very well.
I do. I should do, yeah.
After
4 or 5 years.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 out of 12.
That's
pretty good.
Yeah. Over half, isn't it? And some of them.
Considering I didn't give you options.
I think some of mine were quite close seconds, you know, with Mick Ucknall and a cup of tea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll settle for that. Yeah. Settle for that.
So,
I've been waiting all season to do that.
And it's done and dusted. It's made her all hot and bothered.
I am with this hot water
bottle
and swim buckets.
When we done Mr. and Mrs. with Bob, we knew nothing about Vic
That's
at all.
Terrible.
We just about remembered her name.
What I do is I overthink things. That's what I do. I think, what would I think? What would she think that I would say? Instead of just giving an answer, I just overthink it. Did you want to do a?
It takes too long now. No, did you want to do it? It took me three.
The final.
It took me 3 hours to do that this afternoon.
Oh, did it? We got to do it. To Bob, shall I butt in or shall
I? No, definitely got to do it. Yeah, for the final, something different. Oh, come on, let's do it.
You want to do it?
Yeah. You got anywhere to be, Pauline?
No. Have I got anywhere to be? No. What was it?
You got anywhere to be? This is the official
Pauline versus Bob.
Now, I've had a request to do a repeat because they enjoyed it so much.
Who's and they?
I can't say, but sauce.
Ketchup.
University
challenge.
Please not.
Bob, Oxford.
So there we go. So, what one do you want, Paul? Do you want the bell or do you want the...
I'll have the...
Yeah, that's about right.
Right, here we go then. Right, I'm going to set a timer for a certain amount of time, but you won't know how long it is.
45 minutes.
4 hours.
The trouble is, I'm not as quick as you at getting in, like banging me feet.
But if you...
I don't know.
We're back to the who again.
Ding-a-ling.
Jesus Christ.
Right, now, 10 points for a starter question. And you get 3 5-point questions after that.
Back by popular demand.
If you jump in... I don't know why I didn't put that in there. If you jump in and you go, you can't remember...
A monkey impression.
You get a 5-point... penalty. Can I have my pen back, please? Well, I was all set up here, and there she's put the lid back on, wouldn't you?
At least it's got a lid.
Back on.
Yeah.
Bob, don't
what are you doing,
on.
Dave? You look all over the show.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Now I'm all prepared.
I was born ready.
I think the hot water bottle
ready
might
for
put
breakfast.
Me off.
I really need 3 hands.
Put it down there. Then.
No, I need it. Oh, I can't be without it.
Right. Ready? You start off at 10. Here we go. How many cards are there in a standard pack of playing cards?
52.
Correct. Oh. Right. 3 questions on TV. Oh. Which snooker player assisted Jim Davidson on Big Break?
Oh, I don't know. Steve Davis.
Game show.
Who is the host of Only Connect?
Never heard of it.
Which Victoria Cora Mitchell.
Who
which character did Connie Booth play in Fawlty Towers?
Polly.
That's it.
Oh.
Right, start of a 10.
Oh.
What animal is Pumbaa in The Lion King?
Is a tiger lion.
Bob.
Is he a meerkat?
Oh, bloody hell, I know it. Can I say it now? No, it's a warthog.
Start of a 10, keep going.
It's like Anton Deck.
In which city was Jesus said to have been born? 5 point
Jerusalem.
5 point penalty.
What?
Is it? Nazareth.
Bethlehem.
Start
of a 10. If you listed the colours of the Olympic rings in alphabetical order, what would be first on the list?
Black.
Correct.
Oh, well done.
Right, Robert, history. Who was the first president of the USA?
Abraham Lincoln.
George Washington. Which English PM was nicknamed the Iron Lady?
Margaret Thatcher.
And finally, century did Queen Victoria die?
18th.
No, 20th.
Oh, right,
start of the term. Who was the bass guitarist in the Beatles?
George Harrison.
No.
The bass?
It's John Lennon.
No, Paul McCartney. The TV soap Neighbours is set in which street?
Ramsey Street.
Correct. Right.
She numbers. Knows her TV.
What number Apollo mission first landed men on the moon?
Oh, 13.
11. Apollo 13! That's the famous one that went
wrong. How many sculpted lions sit at the base of Trafalgar Square?
Three.
Four. And how many in a baker's dozen?
11. 13. I went the wrong way every time!
Start of 10. Which brand is known as the Golden Arches?
McDonald's.
Correct.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Golden Arches, yeah,
I never knew
Food
that.
And drink, Rob. Oh. By what name is deer meat known?
Venison.
Which British chef has a child called Buddy Bear Morris or Maurice?
Jamie Oliver?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, well done.
And which country is the biggest producer of coffee?
Colombia?
No, Brazil.
Ah.
No, that's heroin.
I always get them too much.
Vanilla is native to which country?
Oh.
No, Madagascar.
Ah.
Start for 10. What is the world's longest river?
The River Nile.
Yeah.
Out of the boat and into the Nile.
Right. Robbie Williams. 1, 2 years either way. How old is he?
Robbie Williams is 51.
No, 47.
Does it say
what's his middle name? Francis, Peter, or Archie?
Francis.
Peter. Name the 1997 album Life Through a
Lens.
Bob 50, Pauline 25. Oh. Star of a 10. What oath is taken by doctors and named after an ancient Greek physician? No. Hippocratic oath.
What the hell?
Who was the first black president of the United States of America?
Obama.
First name? I'll give it to you.
Barrack, isn't it? Barrack.
Yes, it is.
Right, colours. Which planet is called the red planet?
Jupiter.
Mars. Which reptile has the ability to change colour?
Chameleon.
Yep. And which two colours do you mix to make purple?
Yellow and green?
Red and blue. Right, start of a 10. What animal can be seen on the Porsche logo?
A puma.
No.
I don't know cars. I don't know.
What is meteorology the study of? Meteorology.
Space?
No.
Meteorites?
No, weather. What is the common name for dried plums?
Prunes.
Correct.
Prunes?
You have got 80s pop.
Oh.
Who had a number one hit with these three songs? Ready? Every Breath You Take.
Police.
Yeah. Hello.
Lionel Richie.
Yeah. And finally, China in Your Hand.
To Pow.
Correct.
Wow. Ooh.
Start of a 10.
Check you
out. I didn't know that was my specialty.
Which country invented tea?
China.
Oh. Correct. Oh, she's coming up strong. Right, you've got dogs.
Maddie. Maddie. No,
which size of poodle comes between standard and toy?
Oh, no idea.
Miniature.
Oh, starts off in this.
Oh, he won.
Starts off in this.
Pauline has 60. Bob has 65.
Oh, that was close, man.
I was impressed with
me. To Pow, yeah. I just thought you were doing sound effects.
Right, so the final score of this series.
At least I didn't lose that round massively like the others.
That was close, yeah.
Bob 11, Pauline 7. Well done, Robert.
Well played, well played. Check my sweaty hands.
No, I don't want to say that.
Well played. That was well good. Done. Yeah, we'll do more of them in season 3. Coming soon, I'm sure we've mentioned it before.
I better save the questions in so you didn't get down at the end. Well, carry on.
Oh, sorry.
We're watching him.
Yeah, we're watching Dave scrub out answers. Well, I suppose we should talk about some of the greats that did obviously were mentioned, Forrest Gump.
Titanic for me, but I don't think you really agree, do you, you two?
I liked it.
Titanic's an amazing film. I just think
it's too long.
I didn't mind it as a film.
I loved it.
It's all right.
It's definitely not a rom-com. It's more than that, I think.
Yeah, it is.
I liked the bit at the beginning when they go down, you know, with the diver and start looking around. I liked all that.
Yeah, I do.
Now, see, it lacks something. As soon as you come out of that, it lacks something for me. As much as I like Bill Paxton.
I suppose they had to do more than just the story.
Tell the story, yeah.
Because...
Yeah. It has to be a callback, almost like Saving Private Ryan, when at the end he's standing there as an old man. You know, it's that.
I think they could have added more of it. Forget the two main characters and just add it as like the technical side of the ship, and you know where they first discover the channel. There's so many channels went down, didn't they? So many sections.
Well, they say it's mathematically.
There's a mathematical certainty that it will sink.
Wow.
They could have, but it might have been a bit of a boring film then, mightn't it? If you didn't have the human side.
Oh, no, it needed it.
It needed it.
It was. I love the contrast of upstairs and downstairs. You know, it's that when Jack's actually sitting at dinner.
Yeah, he's third class passengers.
He shouldn't be there, should he? Yeah, he's just not. And there was room for two on that door.
There definitely was.
Why did he get on the door then?
She's a selfish bitch.
Yeah. Did you ever see the other film they made together?
What's that one?
I can't remember what it's
called. Titanic 2.
They were like
Return of the Jack.
No, two totally different characters, obviously. But it's set in modern day, or might have been set in the 60s, actually. But they're like a couple whose marriage has fallen apart.
No.
It's quite a good film, actually. I wish I could remember.
I like her, Kate Winslet. I think she's really good.
She was funny in Extras.
Do you think she'll ever do a film or keep her clothes on?
She's got a good body though, isn't she?
Yeah.
If you've got it, flaunt it. Please do more. But so, I mean, because let's face it, Pauline, you are not what we would class as a film buff.
No, that's why I said I'm the wrong family member to have it.
Yeah, well, we agree. But there are films you've watched, never heard of and watched because of this. Research and stuff. So I just wanted to go through some of them and just sort of, you know, pick out, you know, things like Fargo you'd never heard of before.
And Good Will Hunting. Well, I'd heard of Good Will Hunting, but I'd never seen it.
Yeah.
And the one that surprised me the most was that I thought I really wouldn't like was Reservoir Dogs.
Oh, okay.
I thought I wouldn't like that, but I did.
I think you surprised us all then because it's not... It's a very masculine film.
Yeah, but I really liked it.
Yeah.
And I'd never seen Silence of the Lambs. So I always thought it might be too scary, but...
It's a thriller, isn't it? Yeah. It's more of a thriller than you know, making you jump.
So I've been quite surprised by some of them.
Green Mile's another great film, isn't it?
Oh, I love Green Mile.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there are some absolute...
What would you say was the worst film on the list?
Oh, that's easy.
Wayne's World.
I think Wayne's World, but I've got another contender.
Who? What one?
Sleeping with the Enemy, I think, was pretty rubbish.
Yeah, no, I agree.
When you came into this, you brought it with you, didn't you?
Yeah. You both took the piss.
I'm the bad guy. I got wide eyes.
I really like it.
I don't think there's any really... I saw somebody on Facebook, actually, because
Fifth Element I don't like.
Oh, I like Fifth Element. I'm a big fan of like Facebook groups about old films, like 90s, 80s films. And somebody actually put up the screenshot of The Big Lebowski, like the openings, the writing, saying, I think it's about time I watched this for the first time. And I thought...
Oh, now that was rubbish.
Whoa.
I didn't enjoy that one. I just didn't know what was going on. What the hell is happening?
That's what it's about, is it? It's not about anything, really.
I wasn't into it, but I liked him and I liked his character, but not in that film. They made a whole different film with his character. I might have liked it.
That Winslet DiCaprio film was Revolutionary Road, I think it's called. You should watch that.
Well, yeah, I've never heard of that.
Did you just Google that? Just like a kid with the chocolate around his mouth. Did you eat the cake? No. I don't think there. That's why we had to go up. I mean, I'm not a big fan of Pretty Woman, but it was there. you know, you can't sort
Ghost
of have...
Ghost is another film.
I love Ghost.
Yeah, I love Ghost. It's got everything. It's got
that's
it's
come
got
up
thriller.
Against Pulp Fiction in the first round, though, didn't it?
Yeah.
Luck of the draw.
And I forgot about Lion King.
Do you reckon there could have been more animated films in there, like Beauty and the Beast? Would that have been... I'm not a great fan of animated. I like the Toy Story stuff. I couldn't watch Lion King. I love
Lion King. That's why I can't believe I got that question wrong. You know when you're just trying to think really quick and
yeah,
I can't do
you,
that?
You were thinking of Simba.
Yeah.
Simba. Yeah, good times, good times. Well, let's have a little sneak peek of a final... of this season.
Diary.
Oh, we harmonised really well then.
I did.
It's a matter of opinion.
I did.
You harmonise on your own.
Never. We harmonised good.
It's Friday the 10th of September. And go to the dentist in the morning, get him work about 12:30.
Oh,
very late.
Because I went to the dentist the previous Friday, didn't I? Must have had more work. At night, go for a drink, then go in, watch TV.
Diary.
Boy, your black and white telly.
Don't bring that up.
Don't mention the war.
You're right there, Dave. He's just having a moment in the diary there.
What are
you reading? Yeah, I really want to know. Oh, he's not going to read it.
Well, I should read out the ones where we're not going to be here, shouldn't I? To bring us up to speed. Because I do something on there I've never done before in my life.
Well, I've never done since. No, now. Plus, people won't know that we won't be here, will they?
Diary bonus. Yeah, we're going to mention it at the end. We'll mention all the timings and stuff. Well, diary bonus. Let's go, Dave.
Well, do you want to hear them now?
Yeah. Diary bonus.
Well, the following Friday, 17th of September, work at night, pick up some records at Herne Hill, then meet Bob and Danny at Leighton. They're the ones you used to go football with. Go Speedway at Hackney, then sleep at Bob's place.
Who do you think you are?
Speedway.
You're living the dream.
Only time. I've still got the programme.
Am I?
You're joking. It's in the back of the diary.
Am I named after Bob?
No. It's a shame I sort of lost contact with him because he was a good mate. He was one I met at school and still carried on right until I met your wife.
My wife, really.
Then we sort of went their separate way. But yeah, Speedway. So that it was.
Still got the program.
It was Hackney versus Halifax. And Halifax used to have a rider called Eric Bucock. And he was really good. So he won all the race he was in, but all his mates were rubbish, whereas Hackney just has some pretty good ones and just comes second and third every time.
Oh.
Speedway. There you go.
You ever been Speedway?
No, I haven't.
No. It's not really my cup of tea.
Never caught on, did it?
Oh, it was big. There were some real superstars in it. But there you go. I just thought I'd mention that.
Very original. I don't know where to go with that. we are getting there. We're over an hour now, so we do need to bring season two to a close. Now, I'm going to give you a film, one of the two films in the final. I just want one word that describes that film. Nobody's ever seen it. I'm going to give you the film title, and you're
one word's a bit strong.
I did my best.
Three words.
This is me you're talking about.
Three words.
Yeah.
Let's go, Dave first. We'll go Dave first. Don't repeat what he says. I know what you're like. Say exactly the same. Three words, Dave. Pulp Fiction.
Unique. It's a unique film. There's no other film.
Whoa. Three words. Unique.
Brilliant, unique film.
Pauline, Shawshank.
Shocking.
Oh.
Surprise.
Oh.
Sad.
They don't know what have to begin with S. Dave, Shawshank.
I might not got to be giving me this as well.
If you can make it, that'd be great.
Yeah, Shawshank is just a great film. Great film. It's a great film.
Pulp Fiction, Pauline.
Drugs, blood, music. That's what can't you say?
That
don't be giving me this.
It's blood. Read out, Dave, just who they beat to get to the final, just before we do the old vote.
Right, Shawshank, first round, beat Speed 3-0.
Oh,
second round, beat Titanic 2-1. Round of 16, beat The Commitments 3-0. Quarter final, beat Home Alone 3-0. And in the semi-final, it just squeezed past 7, 2-1. Pulp Fiction, first round, beat Ghost 3-0. Arlington Road 3-0, my mate Jeff Bridges. Round 16 beat Toy Story 3-0, and then it had two tight ones. It beat Sleepers in the quarterfinal 2-1, and then Bob's favourite, Jurassic Park 2-1 in the semi-final. So they come through some good films.
Yeah, it's the luck of the draw.
But they was going to have to, weren't they? I mean, there's a lot of films in the 90s.
So what I'm going to do is, because it is time to vote and it is time to find out what the greatest film of the 90s officially is, okay? And I'm going to go first.
What?
Yeah.
Who said?
Me. Because, and I'll, there was something that Dave said in the semi-finals that I'm going to refer back to. He said, when Pulp Fiction beat Jurassic Park, he said, well, that's great because it makes it more of a battle. Because if it was Jurassic Park, Shawshank, it's easy for him.
Yeah.
For me, it's the other way. It's the complete opposite. If Jurassic Park had got through to the final with Shawshank, I'd have a real problem on my hands.
Yeah.
But because it is Pulp Fiction, Shawshank, it's not difficult for me. Pulp Fiction, it gives you everything. Adrenaline, drugs, guns, a cast of absolute legends at their peak as well. But Shawshank Redemption is I felt like in the 90s it was something that I was watching and not a lot of other people my age were watching. And I would continuously watch it. And I did watch it, and I always liked the scene where they were sitting against the wall that ends with get busy living or get busy dying. And that scene and the bit on the roof with the drink and that picture of him sitting in the shade with the bottle. No, he's not drinking, is he? He's just sitting there with that wry smile on his face.
Why did he have a beer?
Because he's giving up drinking. Yeah. It wasn't about the drink. And that for me, it just gives me that heartwarming knowing that everything's going to be all right.
Yeah.
Eventually, you know. So my vote is for Shawshank Redemption.
Well done.
There's my analysis.
Well, boy.
Well, that's the end of season two. Thank you.
Oh, mine's Shawshank as well. I love everything about it.
So there's no characters you dislike. There's no...
Well, it's characters you dislike.
Yeah, but you're supposed to. Yeah. That bloody arsehole, you know, that shot him.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy that come in, you saw. But Shawshank is just brilliant. And that leaves you shocked, don't it? I remember the first time watching it thinking, oh, my God, where is he? And not having a clue where he is. And then when they pulled the poster down, I'm like, oh, it's amazing. And I love it as much now as I did then.
Yeah.
I'm not bored of it at all. So it's definitely Shawshank for me.
On a downside, it couldn't possibly have happened in real life, could it? There's no way they're going to search that room and not look behind that poster. But artistic license. Yeah.
And it was the fact that he'd had the poster there before. It weren't like that poster went up just that time. We need your vote, Dave.
Well, this is a real 50-50 for me. So I'm going to go for Pulp Fiction just to make it a 2-1, not a 3-0. But they're both great films. I can't really split them, so I'll give it a Pulp Fiction. So Shawshank wins 2-1.
Shawshank is our Season 2 final.
Pulp Fiction.
Winner, yeah. Pulp Fiction is out.
I think it would have been the bookie's favourite, wouldn't it, before it started?
Yeah, but again, I said it before, if it had been Jurassic Park, and I would have been the same as you, Dave. It really would have been a 50-50. So there we are. The Shawshank Redemption is the greatest film of the 90s. It is officially...
According to me and you.
Yeah, and Dave was there. Do you not remember?
Yeah, but he didn't vote it.
Oh, yeah, he didn't. So that's it. We have our winner, Shawshank Redemption. That is season two in the bag. Can you believe it?
In the can.
In the onion bag.
Thank you for inviting me on. Like,
well, are you coming back for season three?
Yeah. You just barged your way in.
Yeah.
Well, I only come round on a Saturday just to see you.
On a whim, yeah, no.
Before I know it, I've got headphones on.
We've seen, we see you once every year. Now,
God,
I'll see you more than my missus. So we should explain.
You've done really well, Pauline, actually.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I did my best.
Oh, yeah, we love having you
in. Considering I know nothing about films, I did try.
You're the third favourite, weren't you?
Oh, sorry, isn't it? I thought you'd been genuine then.
he lured you in there, didn't he?
No, he did.
And he cut you down.
Such an arsewipe.
So that's season two in the onion bag. Dave, do you want to explain the times and stuff? Because we're going to take a little bit of time.
Yeah, we're going to take a little bit of a break and get some in the can, and so we can get ahead.
We've got to do research as well, obviously.
Yeah, we haven't actually got our 32, but it's going to be our favourite 32 70s songs.
Yeah.
The rule is they had to reach the top 20 of the UK.
Yeah.
To qualify in the UK chart. So, yeah, I think we've gone through, I've already made a list up, and there's some really good songs. There's some real duffos in there, some duds, but I mean, we've got plenty to choose from. And we'll be taking a short break, and we'll be coming back on Friday, the 24th of September.
2 days before my birthday.
Yay.
2 days before my birthday.
My birthday?
Your birthday.
What's my birthday?
Somebody's birthday. So we look forward to it. I'm going to try and sort of, like I did with, the penis song that I played earlier. I'm gonna try and just play a little flavour of each one as they come out, you know, as we draw them out. Nobody listens anyway. again, just wanted to mention the Proper Blokes Club. If you are a bloke and you talk to somebody, get out there and even just check them out on Facebook, because they're always there to chat to. And it's really helped me, and obviously Scott changed his life. So, check him out on Facebook, the Proper Blokes Club. I wanted to end on a little bit of an announcement, because obviously I end everyone on a song. Our friends Maze, Gary Davies, who I used to work with, and Paul Bassam, Maze have been signed by Sony.
Have they?
Yeah, they've been signed by Sony. So
that's
it's
good.
Yeah, huge, huge congratulations to Maze lads. I saw a picture of them in their recording studio, paid for by somebody else for once.
Nice.
So, yeah, that was over the moon. So, yeah, they really deserve it. Great sounding band. I'm going to play one of my favourites, I Won't Let Go by Maze. Congratulations to them. Congratulations to you, Pauline, for being part of our podcast.
Thank you.
Elimination. You're now just, I mean, you were part of the family before, but now you're part of the Elimination family. Along with Jane, always listening, Trucker Randy, Simon King, yeah, Mandy the whore, Lenore,
Michelle,
Fat Michelle, you know. we appreciate everybody who's listening, everybody who downloads or, yeah, gives us a little feedback or anything like that on the apps. It all counts, goes in the right direction. And it was fun, wasn't it?
There's been a lot of hangovers as well, a lot of drinks.
Yes, it's been.
Now I'm back in my.
Yeah.
You two.
I blame you.
There's so much
liver.
Alcohol involved.
Yeah. We should do a drinking one.
We shouldn't. We get Mike here for that one.
No, definitely not. I don't think Mike will ever be back. He won't get permission.
No.
His name's not down. He's not coming in. So that's it. Shawshank Redemption has won season two. It is the greatest 90s film. It's official. So
can I just give a little plug to my podcast, Robert?
Oh, yeah, go on.
Yeah.
Go on, if you want to ruin my outie.
Well, you can do it all again then.
No, go on.
Well, I've just started my own solo podcast. It's mainly football, but there's a bit of music in there as well.
What's it called?
It's called Back in the Day, and it's on Spotify, not on iTunes yet.
It takes time. iTunes takes a little
bit. It's on Deezer, Spotify, what's the other one? Stitcher.
Stitcher, yeah.
It's on quite a few of them. The first button's out there. It's about, I've got my mate, just big Chelsea fan, and it's called A Lifetime with Chelsea. And I sort of talked to my mate about his.
You mentioned he's in the diary, isn't he?
He is in the diary. He's one of the whizzes. And known him since then. He started supporting Chelsea in 67, and he's talking about all his times, up eyes and lows. Yeah.
Even if you're not a football fan, yeah. Some of the stories he tells. Yeah, just, I mean,
but if you are a football fan, and you don't have to be a Chelsea fan. I'm not a Chelsea fan. I'm an Arsenal fan. So, but
never mind.
I thought it was really good. But the first episode's out there. Give it a try. Thanks very much.
Shawshank wins. There we go. This is Maze. I won't let go. And we will be back on the
Friday, the 24th of September.
We shall see you then. See you later.
Bye. See you later. Bye. Bye.